How many car seats can you fit in the back of a Honda Accord? The answer, 2.5. And I know because I tried to put three in there one time and they wouldn't fit. We had a couple. This is when the girls were little. We have four daughters. And when daughter number three came along, two car seats, we're rocking along. Both of them at their little side. You know, we get the third one and we're like, okay, we gotta put another car seat in here. We try to do it. We can't close the back doors. This is going to be a problem. Welcome to Chasing Greatness. This is a podcast where we help you win at work, win at home, and win at life. And today we are talking about capacity. We've been looking at a different C, words that start with C this week. We talked clarity on Monday. We locked in on our vision. Actually, last week, we spent a whole week on that. If you need to listen to some of those episodes, go check them out. Tuesday, we pushed down into the foundation of this life we're trying to build. We said, we've got to have convictions. We build our life on a solid foundation of the things we believe. We live like they're true. It just gives us so much influence when we do that. And then on Wednesday, we said we sink to the level of our training. We don't rise to the occasion. The Navy SEAL told me, he said, you don't rise to the occasion when you're in a battle. You sink to the level of your training. And it's so true. Our habits really are going to determine how high we can go. And then yesterday, we talked about connections, and if you miss that, go back and check that out. Gave you some very practical things you can do to encourage the people around you and thank them, help them. I hope you'll check that out. We hit 70,000 downloads yesterday too. That was kind of cool. We've been connecting with a lot of people through the content, which is fun. But today, how do we continue to grow in our leadership as you think about what you're trying to do right now? Maybe you're feeling stretched kind of thin. I mean, it's the rubber band is about to snap, however you want to say it. Your capacity is being squeezed like never before. And today we want to talk about managing really your time and energy as you think about the analogy of these car seats. And the reality is kids don't come in halves. When we had that third kid, my wife, you know, she shares the news, baby number three is on the way. Two things are likely going to be true. We're going to probably have another girl. I knew that was going to happen. We already had a couple of girls. We ended up having four. But I knew all the car seats weren't going to fit in the sedan. So, you know, can you say minivan? We needed more capacity. We had to upgrade. And when you think about your leadership, do you have the capacity right now to do all the things you want to do? As you begin to dream and plan and strategize even about 2023, do you have the capacity to do what it is that it's in your heart to do? Do you have control over your time, or does your time have control over you? Are you managing your physical and emotional energy, or do you feel like the tank is drained? Capacity for a leader comes down to a couple of things. It really does. It's time and energy. And if you think about your time, you only have 24 hours in a day. They're making no more time. You're not going to get any more time. How you use those hours, though, I think is going to determine your level of joy. It's actually going to determine your level of energy. You can do things with your time to add energy. It's going to determine your impact, your influence, your relationships. Ultimately, your legacy is going to come down to how you use your time. And I think too often leaders focus only on what's happening from 9 to 5, the things at work, and they neglect what happens from, let's call it 5 to 9, the things outside of work. And it creates tension at home if there's not enough of you to go around. If that sounds familiar to you, you may be giving all you got to the 9 to 5, and you know, what are you doing though from 5 to 9? And if you've been listening for a while, and a lot of you have been with us here for this journey the last couple of years, you hear me say all the time, if you win at work and you lose at home, I think you still lose. And so I think who you are outside of work is what matters most at work. It's going to position you to have greater influence, to have greater impact. You shouldn't have to sacrifice your personal happiness on the altar of your company's success. So let's just stop trying to be everything to everybody. As a leader, let's admit we have limits, and there's always going to be more than we can do. And if we begin to master our time, we think of our time and manage it, the tension that's going to be there, there's going to be tension. There's just not going to be enough of you to get around everywhere. Maybe you've got more to do at work for a season than you know, typically do, and that's going to pull things at home. There's going to be some tension there. But we've got to recalibrate pretty quick. We got to pull back, or the rubber band, the family will snap. It's not the rubber band, it's the family will snap, and we don't want to see a broken family there. That's not a good thing. We want to make sure that we have balance there and and we're able to handle that tension that comes. So what if we shifted to a 24/7 mindset rather than a 9-to-5 mindset? What if we shifted our capacity thinking to a 24/7 mindset so that we can not only win at work, but also ensure that the people who know us the best actually love us the most? That's my question I ask all the time. How can I live my life in such a way that the people who know me the best love me the most? I know a bunch of leaders, people know them the best. They respect them the least. They don't, they have to love them. We have to say, I love you, but truthfully, we don't like each other. We don't, that's not what we want. So let me ask you a couple of questions here. I've been giving you some questions every day. What do you need to do to manage the tension between leading well at work and being present at home? What comes to mind right now? Is there something that you can do, a place where you need to pull back maybe at work and maybe what you need to double down, or you need to put the foot on the gas in some of your relationships and some of the things that you're trying to do to add value to the people that you live with, not necessarily only the people that you lead? We need to do both, but we got to balance this. And then secondly, here's another question. What does your calendar say about your current use of time, and what adjustments do you need to make, like ASAP, in the next couple of days? You need to adjust the calendar, or as you go into next week, you got tomorrow, Friday, but as you begin to think about this next week, what adjustments do you need to make to your calendar? And let's go ahead and start thinking about that. I'm old enough to remember full service gas stations. Anybody remember those? You're probably not as old as I am. Most people who listen, we got a lot of younger people who listen, and you probably only can envision a self service gas station. But whenever the gauge was low, my dad would get in his old truck and we'd go out to Arnold's Number Two was our gas station. We'd go out to Arnold's Number Two and old Willie would come out and greet us with a smile. And he would ask the question, what'll it be, boys? And my dad would always was the answer. I remember he'd always say, fill her up with high test, which was old school, I think, for unleaded. I'm not even sure what high test was. It was just, that's what my dad would say. And Willie would not only fill the tank, he checked the oil, he cleaned the windows. Somewhere along the way, things change. And if you want to get it done now, you self-serve. That's what we do, right? In addition to our time as leaders, we've got to maintain our energy. It's not just our time. We talked about that. But there's energy that we need to lead well as well. And wouldn't it be great if we could just, you know, full service energy station, a place where you could just have somebody fill your energy tank and every time it became depleted. But that's the thing with leadership. There's really no full service option. You're responsible for your own emotional health, your vitality, your positivity, your zeal, your joy, all that stuff. If you don't own it, nobody, I mean, your mama's not going to come ride in and fill you up with energy today. That's our job to do that. And so my questions here would be, what brings you life? What actually drains your life? What's depleting your joy right now? If you picture a gas gauge and you use it to determine your current level of energy, is your tank full? Is it brimming over? Half full, or I'm guessing some of you are here today and you're running on empty. And I think if you can identify the things that are draining you and you'll take responsibility for keeping the tank full, there can be a newfound zest and zeal in your life and even leftovers for those that you lead and those that you love as you think about home. So our questions here as we think about energy, if you had a gauge to measure your energy level, what would it currently read? You might even write that on your paper if you have a chance to pull over when you get off the treadmill, draw your little picture somewhere on a napkin or something if you're in a restaurant and empty on the left, full on the right, and where's the needle go in your life as you think about your energy? And then my second question would be, what are some regenerative practices that you can build into your schedule to ensure that your energy is going to stay at peak level? And we talked about this last week. We have to go to the filling station with our vehicles, not just once. We've got to go pretty much every week. You know, every few days we got to be going. And I think the same way, we got to have some things some things to replenish our energy because the time and energy both are limited. So how you steward those is ultimately going to dictate your level of influence in the end. So Can you look at your capacity right now and honestly say you've got the capacity you need to go where you want to go? If we need to make an adjustment, we need to make a shift. Let's shift from a a sedan life to a minivan mindset, maybe. And if you plan on building something big, you're going to need to start by growing yourself. Keep your capacity tank full. My friend Mark Miller always says your capacity to grow determines your capacity to lead. Big people grow big stuff. Right now, if your stuff is struggling, you've plateaued, you feel like mediocrity's creeping at your door, I just encourage you to pull back and say, okay, what do I got to do to recalibrate on my time, and what do I need to do to put energy back into myself? And if we'll do that, we can really get to a better place. Don't forget to download the 5 C's of self-leadership if you've not done that yet. I'm going to give you a little assessment tomorrow. We're going to bring it all together. I hope you'll join us for our Saturday episode. And then Sunday, I got a scripture that I'll share with you to help us as we land the week here. We're laying a foundation. We're creating a blueprint for the life that we want in this next year. And next week, I got some cool stuff planned for us. But in the meantime, think of somebody that you can share this with today. Somebody maybe you're looking at and you're going, their capacity is, it looks like they're really being squeezed right now. They need to use their time maybe differently. They need more energy right now. This might be an encouragement to them. I hope you'll share with somebody. And I hope you'll continue to make progress yourself. You're making a great difference. Don't forget that. Somebody's benefiting because you're showing up and leading well. And if we're not leading well, if we're not using our time well, and we're drained our own energy, then we become draining to the people around us. And that's not what we want to do. We want to keep chasing greatness. That's what it's all about, is being our very best and helping somebody else win as well. If we can do that, we're gonna feel really great about our leadership. All right, love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Chasing Greatness.